With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After a half century, the United States has returned to the moon.
On the eighth day of a 250,000-mile voyage, a voyage along the great cosmic bridge from the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center to the target of the South Pole of the moon.
A private lander has touched down on the lunar surface, according to NASA's Bill Nelson, heard there on the BBC. The hours-long outage affecting tens of thousands of cell phone customers across the country yesterday, not the result of a cyber attack. AT&T is blaming it on a technical glitch. Also at SRNnews.com, in the darkest of days, former President Trump says it's Americans' faith in God that has held the Republic together. Addressing the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Mr. Trump recalled the harrowing days of World War II, with the fate of the free world hanging in the balance.
Our country was at war with the enemy and wanted to extinguish our way of life forever. It was a very bad time, but here at home, Christians knew that victory depended not only on the force of American arms, but also on the faith in American hearts.
Citing executive privilege, former President Trump's legal team has filed multiple motions urging a Florida judge to dismiss the criminal case, charging him with illegally retaining classified documents. The Treasury Department planning to impose more than 500 new sanctions on Russia over Russia's war in Ukraine, as well as the death of dissident Alexei Navalny. Former FBI informant Alexander Smirnov, accused of lying about a Biden family bribery scheme, has been rearrested following his release pending trial. On Wall Street this morning, stocks trading higher so far. The Dow is up 88 points, the Nasdaq ahead 84 points. This is SRN News. Most teachers don't want transgenderism in the classroom.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 50% of public school teachers working grades K through 12 do not believe the concept of so-called gender identity should be taught at all. Another 14% say if it is taught, students should be told their gender is fixed at birth. That leaves only 33% of public school teachers who believe kids should be taught they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Engagements are ticking up after a pandemic-driven slowdown. Experts think there will be a surge in marriages in the U.S. this year. Experts say that would be good news for children who do better in two-parent homes than in single-parent ones. Marriage also makes economic sense. 32% of kids living with a single parent are in poverty, compared to just 8% of those whose mom and dad are married. Still, nearly 30% of American children live in single-parent homes today, compared with 10% in 1965. SRN News. Working from home? Mind your own business.
A Houston man has pleaded guilty to securities fraud for trading on inside information from his wife's conversations while both were working from home. His wife worked as a mergers and acquisition manager at oil and gas conglomerate BP and was working on a proposed deal. After Tyler Loudon learned that BP was planning to acquire a truck stop and travel center company, he bought more than 46,000 shares of that company before the merger was announced. The stock soared almost 71%. He then sold the stock immediately for a gain of $1.76 million. His sentencing is scheduled for May 17th, where he faces up to 5 years in federal prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal investigators say the city of Pittsburgh did not adequately maintain or fix a bridge, resulting in that span collapsing into a ravine more than 2 years ago. More details at SRNnews.com.